Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Ceres Community Project presents Harvest of the Heart, the annual gala supporting healthy meals and youth empowerment. The event takes place Saturday, September 14th at Ceres Community Garden in Sebastopol, and I am here with Ceres Community Project Communications Director, Deborah Romelli. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thanks for joining me. Tell us all about this annual gala.
Sure. Well, this is a beautiful evening event in, as you mentioned, our organic garden in Sebastopol. That's a production garden that we use to teach teens about growing healthy food for our clients. They learn job skills. They are mentored by adult mentors. They have the opportunity to form peer relationships. And so that program site becomes the setting for this beautiful event that helps us raise over $300,000 to provide organic meals to people going through a serious illness like cancer or heart disease. And all of those meals made by teens volunteering their time, either in our kitchens, our gardens, or both. It's a beautiful evening from 5 to 9 p.m. It starts with a reception with local chefs offering small bites paired with wines and other beverages from local producers. And there's a silent auction and live music from a former teen chef at Ceres who's now part of a jazz combo.
Oh, cool.
And then we adjourn to a big lawn behind O'Reilly Media where we have dinner under the stars. Our own executive chef, John Littlewood, has created a French-influenced menu all sourced with local Sonoma County organic and sustainable food from some of our favorite producers. Stemple Creek Beef is donating and gourmet mushrooms and all kinds of wonderful flavors of Sonoma County paired with wonderful wines and served by Ceres teen chefs. We've got a great live auction happening, too. We'll hear from one of our teen chefs talking about the impact of Ceres on their life. We'll hear from some clients and just celebrate all of the good community that happens around Sonoma County and the ways that we care for each other.
Nice. I'm interested to hear more about the impact that Ceres has on these lives. And maybe you could even tell me kind of what inspired this program to deal with both hunger in the community and teen empowerment. That's a great combo.
Sure. Well, it's a neat overlapping, interlocking model. And it started when our founder, Catherine Couch, was asked by an acquaintance, could Catherine teach this woman's daughter to cook and give her a job for the summer? Catherine was running a catering and home-delivered meal service. But this teen didn't have any experience. And Catherine came up with the idea of just mentoring her one-on-one and preparing some meals for four families who were going through a serious health challenge in the Sebastopol community. They did this for four consecutive weeks, and the teen learned some cooking skills, and Catherine saw not just that she was gaining those skills, but that she was gaining a sense of agency. She was standing a little bit taller. She was understanding from the people coming to pick up the meals how important they were, what a big help it was to know that somebody that these families didn't know cared enough to cook for them while they were going through a serious health challenge. Mm-hmm. And so 12 years later, we're delivering 100,000 meals a year. We're involving about 450 teens from all around Sonoma and Marin County. And we're leveraging what we've learned locally through our work in the policy arena and through training groups from around the country and even Denmark now to replicate our model around the United States.
Mm. Wow. And the demand is probably still growing for food.
Sure,
for
it is.
Right?
Unfortunately, we have a lot of people who are dealing with health issues. And fortunately, food can be a big help. Mm-hmm. If you're going through treatment for a cancer diagnosis, I think it's about 60% of people end up coming out of traditional treatment malnourished because of the rigorous effects of a traditional cancer treatment. And food can really help. So all of our meals are designed to be very nutrient dense, to be easily digestible, appropriate for the medical condition that somebody's going through. We're doing a lot of work now with heart patients as well. We have a pilot going on with the state of California on congestive heart failure. That's a diagnosis that's very expensive to treat, and it can be impacted one way or the other by the kind of food that people eat.
Nice. Well, thank you for that. So help Ceres help the community by going to the Harvest of Heart Gala on September 14th at the Ceres Community Garden in Sebastopol. The info can be found on ceresproject.org.
Yes.
Tickets and more info if you need that. And Deborah, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.